Christians begin the long road of rebuilding in tornado-ravaged USA. 120 languages in the DRC need your help in getting a Bible. And tracks and soccer balls are key to reaching kids in Senegal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Trees stripped of their bark, entire communities leveled. The devastation of a powerful tornado that hit Joplin, Missouri last week has left a chilling effect. Mark Lewis with the Evangelical Free Church of America's humanitarian arm, Touch Global, was just there.
As we walked through that neighborhood that just was totally devastated, there was just a sense of heaviness, really.
Touch Global plans to help renovate a local church for better volunteer access. They'll work with the church long-term to remove debris and start rebuilding.
It's a great testimony for the city to see that, in large measure, I think the recovery efforts are being initiated and led through the local church.
And people are open.
When the normalcy of life is disrupted, it really creates a mission field opportunity.
Touch Global will need teams for short-term help, funding, and even new staff members to handle this devastation and the recent tornadoes in Alabama. Visit our website to get involved. We turn next to Greece, where thousands of protesters are defying government cutbacks. Greece is risking default and a debt that it can't pay back, and the World Bank is looking at another 100 million euro bailout. AMG International's Paul Jenks says
that means every man, woman, and child in Greece with these two loans have taken on an indebtedness of $25,000.
It also means more trouble for St. Luke's Hospital in Thessalonica.
We're not being paid for the services that we're doing by the Greek government, and we just really need God to intervene in this.
The government's behind nearly 9 months on bills. It's easily the greatest threat to the ministry since it began 35 years ago. Easily one of the best hospitals in the Balkans, AMG is being forced to get bridge loans to keep the doors open. Why?
We at AMG, first and foremost, are a mission agency, and the hospital was firmly established to give hope and the good news of Jesus Christ. That will not be compromised.
You're listening to Mission Network News. This just in from Gospel for Asia. Four missionaries were arrested in a creative access country in South Asia after crossing the border to share the love of Christ. They were handing out tracts in a village when police arrested them, forcing them into the back of a police vehicle. However, at the station, they were treated kindly by the questioning police. Later, they were released at the border unharmed and praising God for protection. For the whole story, you can go to our website. Next, Wycliffe Associates wants to step up their effort for Bible translation. They're targeting the Democratic Republic of Congo, where an astounding 120 different languages still wait to have a copy of the Bible in their heart language. Wycliffe Associates' goal is to begin translating a copy of the Word into every language by 2025. Funding is needed for new facilities and resources, which will accelerate the process. To find out how you can help, go to our website. And its ministry is using tracts and soccer balls? David Bia says Biblica's soccer outreach to kids reaches thousands in Senegal.
It's a huge project around the country. And every year we can reach more than 50,000 kids through the material we get.
Since Senegal is 95% Muslim,
it is difficult for us to make a mass evangelism, to call people. That's why we use sport outreach, sport evangelism. Because when you have one soccer ball, we go outside in the street. In 1 minute you can get more than 100 kids around you.
They have the attention of kids, but also the parents. They want to know about Abraham and David, who the Quran says little about. This way, they're also able to hear Jesus. The program's working. Now the need is for funding.
We are praying that God can give the heart to the people to make donations that we can get more and more materials to continue this project.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.